This is Akashvani, the news read by Anita Anand. The Indian Army has rejected the reports that claim that the ceasefire between India and Pakistan ended yesterday. According to the Indian Army, there were no Director General of Military Operation DGMO level talks scheduled between the Indian and Pakistani side on 18th of May. It said as far as the continuation of a break in hostilities as decided in the DGMO's interaction of 12th of May is concerned, there is no expiry date to it. The last Director General of Military Operation level talks were held on 12th of May between India and Pakistan. During the talks, issues related to continuing the commitment that both sides must not fire a single shot or initiate any aggressive and inimical action against each other were discussed. The Indian Space Research Organization ISRO has formed a committee to investigate the incident in which a PSLV rocket failed to place Earth Observation Satellite EOS-09 into its intended orbit. ISRO Chairman V. Narayanan said that the committee held several rounds of discussions yesterday to identify the cause. ISRO failed to place its Earth Observation Satellite in orbit after Polar Satellite Launch Vehicle PSLV C-61 rocket developed a fault minutes after launch from Sriharikota yesterday. Dr. Narayanan said the rocket is a four-stage vehicle and the first two stages were completed successfully.
Today we attempted a launch of PSLV C-61 vehicle. The vehicle is a four-stage vehicle. First two stages performed as expected, and during the third stage, it's a solid motor system. We are seeing observation. The motor pressure, there was a fall in the chamber pressure of the motor case, and the mission could not be accomplished. We are studying the entire performance. We shall come back at the earliest.
Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri will brief Parliamentary Standing Committee today on current foreign policy developments regarding India and Pakistan. The Foreign Secretary is also expected to brief the committee on Operation Sindoor and subsequent ceasefire announcement with Pakistan. He will also brief the committee about the oral evidence of the representatives of the Ministry of External Affairs and Ministry of Defence aspect relating to maritime security in connection with examination of the subject, evaluation of India's Indian Ocean strategy. In Jammu and Kashmir, Riyasi town was immersed in patriotic pride yesterday as citizens gathered in large numbers for a spectacular Tiranga rally to celebrate the resounding success of Operation Sindoor. Organized as part of Yatra of India's Glory, the rally paid tribute to the courage of Indian Armed Forces and highlight the unity and spirit of the nation. Foreign investors pumped in over 18,000 crore rupees into Indian equity market so far in May on global positive cues and improving domestic conditions. According to the depositories data, the foreign portfolio investors or FPIs invested 18,620 crore rupees into the equities market but pulled out 6,748 crore rupees from the debt market so far in May. The domestic benchmark indices opened flat this morning amid mixed global cues. Selling was seen in the IT sector in the early trade today. However, at around 10 a.m., Sensex was trading in red, losing over 88 points at 82,241. Nifty today opened at 25,005 and was trading at close to 25,003, losing 16.8 points a short while ago. In the Asian markets, China, Hong Kong, Japan, Bangkok, Seoul were trading in red, whereas only Jakarta was trading in green. U.S. President Donald Trump will hold separate conversations today with Russian President Vladimir Putin, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, and leaders of various NATO countries in an effort to end the war in Ukraine. In a social media post, Mr. Trump said the talks will focus on stopping the ongoing bloodbath, which is claiming the lives of over 5,000 Russian and Ukrainian soldiers each week. In Maharashtra, five people were killed in a road accident in the Mumbai-Goa highway when a car they were driving in drove into the Jagburi River close to Ratnagiri. The driver was left critically injured. The victims were on the way to Mumbai to Devruk when the car lost control and skidded off into the river. Local and rescue officials moved quickly to the scene. The inaugural edition of the Khelo India Beach Games will kick off today at the pristine Gogola Beach in Diu. More than 1,000 athletes from across the country will compete in the 6 medal events and 2 demonstration sports over 6 action-packed days. And that's the end of this news bulletin.